Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Joe and Kim, one harmonical for another message. Today's message. We're going to do some role play. Imagine yourself walking into a crowd. You're walking into the crowd. It's all these people that you know, and you're excited. Maybe you're excited to see them. Maybe you're a little bit like, I haven't seen these people for a while. But you're going into a crowd, and you're like, I really want to see this person, or I want to see that person. And you're walking up to somebody and you make eye contact. The eye contact's there. You're like, yes, okay, step one, eye contact has been made. All right. Step two, you're starting to feel the energy that's going between you two. And you're like, okay, like you might have a little hesitation there. You might have a little thought that comes to your head, like, oh, some nervousness. Like, what am I going to say? What am I going to talk about? I haven't talked to this person for a while. And then you're like, okay, kind of coming up with a story of, how are you going to approach this person? Like, what are you going to say to this person? So you're coming up with this big story in your head. Okay? And you're kind of getting excited. Next thing you know, the person turns away, beelines it for somebody else. You're like, wait, huh? We
And
just
now you're
made
standing
eye
there by
contact.
yourself.
Yeah. Wait, what just happened? We just make eye contact. You seen I was coming towards you. And then they're gone, and you get this, and you think back to the feeling that you're getting. You start feeling a little like nervousness, like what am I gonna say? And then you didn't know what you're gonna say, but then you're like, okay, I'm just gonna say hello. You know, the story, the typical how you go up to somebody, and then it's gone. Oh, what do we do in that situation? What I would say, most of us in the past, or maybe some of you still do this, you sit there and start doing some self-judging. Did I put off a vibe? Did they not see me? What do I stink? Oh my gosh, like you start creating this story of
Do I
why
stink?
the, yeah. Is my aura putting off a vibe of just stench? But no, it really comes down to, we did some self-judgment in the past. Like, what did I do wrong? Did they not want to talk to me? Did it, like, what's the story behind it? And then you get like, almost, well, fine, they didn't want to talk to me then. Like, okay, are they mad at me now? Now you start thinking, did I do something wrong to them that I don't remember? Or did I say something about them, like somewhere else, and now they heard about it? Like, you start coming up with your own story, and it goes deeper and deeper, deeper into the story. And what I hear, it doesn't actually matter. Really come down to the place where at that time, in that moment, you weren't meant to actually communicate with each other. At that time, in that moment, it really doesn't matter. It's like you didn't put off a bad vibe. They didn't put off a bad vibe. It was just like energetically, there was no purpose or no meaning or no direction as to the reason why you actually had to come together. So what I actually am seeing, like two angels coming in there and saying, hey, like you don't actually need to connect right now. Your energies are not at the same level. Like it's okay. Go your own ways.
Right.
Kind of
So
it's like two.
that's so beautiful. The energetic, like you said, energetically, there wasn't a need to come together. And then your description there of the angels, it's that feels so peaceful and calm.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, contrast that with the story that was going to be made up and the judgment. And that does not feel calm. You know, what
Right.
happened? What'd I do? What is it? It's actually very harmful. There's like a lot of harm in the story. There's a lot of harm in the self-judgment, in the energy, you know, reading the energy realm, if you will. It's just so calm. It's just, that's what it is. Like you said, you two just weren't supposed to come together at that moment. And then just being aware of even that, you know, okay, so that moment, some people might have this experience, that moment when there's the eye contact and then you separate and you're standing there and you're by yourself. So there might be a moment of awkwardness and you just feel that awkwardness. You don't judge it, nothing. You're just with that awkwardness and then you do whatever next. It's like riding the waves, say of the ocean. The energies are like a wave. You just ride them. And play with them, as we say.
Exactly. There is, I get there's more to the story that could be there, but they're like, again, it doesn't matter. It's trusting and believing that your energy is guiding you to something different. Doesn't mean it's better nor worse. It just means that you're just being guided into a different direction. Believe that, trust that, and know that.
Yeah.
Like, just let it go.
Yeah, to trust it. The alternative, I would suggest that we choose, all of us choose to trust that energy. Because the alternative is to spin those stories, and those stories become very big, and they become very burdensome. Because if we go down the path of the story as to why did this happen, why did that happen, we're going to start creating something in our mind. And then we have to hold that, and we have to carry it, and we have to remember it. And then the next time when we see that person, we have to reference it. And it gets very, very heavy.
Yeah. And the next time we see that person, there might not be any sort of awkwardness at all. We might just walk right up and have a great conversation.
If you engage the energy now.
Yeah.
That makes the future much easier too. It's just engaging the energy is so, it's so easeful. It's so easeful. It's just that we tend to not engage the energy. We engage the very burdensome stories.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So have fun with engagements today.
Engaging energy.
Watch it float on by. Watch for angels, support, guide you, assist you along your journey today.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Very calm, very peaceful, very flowy.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim.
Yes. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Until next time.